There are calls for more effort to be put into keeping older Australians in their homes in the wake of the damning Royal Commission interim report into aged care. The report was handed down late yesterday and it described the aged care system as cruel and harmful. But advocates say getting access to home care is fraught, with some elderly Australians left waiting for months or even years for vital services. Julia Holman has our report.
The Aged Care Royal Commission has brought to light issues that those in the sector have known for decades. Today, the Prime Minister was asked about the interim report, which described the industry as unkind and uncaring.
We will be making a response on those issues before the end of the year.
One of Scott Morrison's first acts when he became Prime Minister last year was to announce the probe. Today, he's told 3AW that there'll be extra funding in time for the mid-year economic and fiscal outlook in December.
It's one of the reasons I'm so careful about our spending in the budget, because I've been saying for some time now that we knew we would need to address issues coming out of this Royal Commission.
Labor's Julie Collins says the report identified improving access to home care packages as a priority.
The Royal Commission report says that it's neglectful not to fund more home care packages. Labor has been calling on the government to deal with the home care package wait list for more than 2 years. The list has gone from 88,000 older Australians waiting to now 120,000 older Australians waiting on that home care wait list. It's not good enough. The government did release some packages earlier this year, but it needs to do more and it needs to act now.
Paul Versteege is from the Combined Pensioners and Superannuants Association and says the damning report reflects what they've been saying for years.
It is a shocking read, especially if you come fresh to the policy area, if you like. Of course, being involved for a long time, those shocking things don't come as a surprise.
He says many older people are looking for alternatives to aged care facilities.
The preference among older people is to stay at home. And I think that is driven by two things. One, it is, of course, much more attractive to live at home rather than in an institution, which is what a nursing home is. But secondly, there is also a fear of nursing homes, a very justified fear, it now has been shown. And that's why people want to stay at home as well, is people being so afraid of nursing homes that they would rather muddle along at home than go into a nursing home.
He believes the current home care system is unsafe, with some people not getting any support and others not getting enough.
There's also evidence that this home care program is simply badly administered. Just to give you an example, there are about 100,000 active packages, but the federal budget has allocated money for 150,000 packages. In other words, the packages and the money is there, but they are not out there in the community. So the home care program is a very defective program in many respects. There is undersupply and there is maladministration.
George Ray from Western Sydney is in desperate need of a home care package.
I've been battling prostate cancer and incontinence for 19 years, and then when I was in the hospital about 4 years ago, they turned around and diagnosed me with polyfibrosis, which is asbestos on the lungs, and I also found out that I have a pinched nerve in my spine.
The 88-year-old has been assessed as needing immediate assistance, valued at more than $30,000 a year. Instead, he's paying hundreds of dollars every month from his pension for care, and he's been told he'll be waiting 16 months for the government package.
When they tell you you've got to wait another 16 months, you say, well, am I going to last another 16 months? I'm 88. I'm looking forward to staying alive till my 90th birthday, when I'm going to have a rip-roaring party for the 90th birthday.
And hopefully with a home care package to go.
Yeah.
And George, would you have any interest in moving into an aged care facility?
No, I do not want to go into a nursing home. If I could have help around the home and that, if I was on a home care package and that, I would be getting subsidised by the government a lot more than what I am doing now.
The Royal Commission's final report into aged care will be handed down at the end of next year.
Julia Holman.